Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a call from three attorneys general to Merrick Garland to prosecute the fake electors. What's that all about? The attorneys general of Michigan, the attorney general of Wisconsin, and not the attorney general in Arizona, but the secretary of state in Arizona, called on Merrick Garland to prosecute the folks who met and falsely said they were the electors for Trump and sent in official looking certifications. That's a felony. That's what they did. There's a fourth one that was mighty sneaky. And let me tell you where that was. That was in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, there was a template that was handed out. They all used the same form. This thing was ginned up somewhere in a parking lot. And some of them have said they got calls from Trump's people orchestrating this. Trump himself has got to be prosecuted. He can't get away with this. But in Pennsylvania, they were a little slyer. They were quite sly, crafty little things. And here's what they did. They changed the wording on it. And they said the undersigned may be, or an alternate state of electors who may be selected as the correct and true electors. As a result of that, the attorney general, the Democrat in Pennsylvania, said, I can't prosecute them because they didn't say they were the electors. They said they might be. And here they offer themselves if the Congress selects them. And that was sneaky enough and devious enough to get them out of prosecution. But in Wisconsin, Michigan and Arizona, they just flat out said, we are the electors. And that was false. They weren't the electors. Now, our attorney general in Wisconsin, the attorney general in Michigan, and senior Democrats in Arizona have called on Garland to prosecute these people. This is a no-brainer. From a legal point of view, if somebody sends off something and says, we are the electors, and that is a false statement, and they file it with the Senate clerk, they file it with the government, that has to have a consequence. So far, Garland has not acted on it. And I am very concerned, to be very honest with you, that he won't act on it, because part of the deal here is it was done so out in the open. This is so typical of Trump. When he does something, it's so blatantly out in the open that a lot of people think, yawn, and they go, well, this is obviously a scam, a mistake, but he didn't conceal anything. He just flat out said it, and they don't want to get too up about it. But here's the deal, and I'll use Wisconsin as example because I know Wisconsin. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party. I know how parties are run in this state. I honestly had always thought initially when these fake electors ginned up that they somehow got some real nut jobs from the fringe. In other words, they got people who no respectable Republican would have given the time of day to, and just real zealots. And that's the kind of folks we had here. And then I took a look at the list. And not only did they have a Wisconsin election commissioner on there, Spindell, one of the six who votes on this stuff, and he falsely said he was an elector, but it had the chairman of the Republican Party at the hit, the chairman. And the Democratic Party, when I was the chairman and still now, has a thing called an administrative committee where you'll have people who are elected, for instance, each of the congressional districts has a chair. Each county has a chair. Milwaukee County has a chair. So does Langlade County. So does Greene County. So does Russ County. And then there are other people in this administrative committee, and they're basically the committee that oversees the Democratic Party, and Republicans are very similar. They'll have people from each congressional district in each county. And these fake electors were simply a cross-section of the Republican establishment, of their congressional district chairs and their county chairs. These were not outliers that snuck in out of the woods somewhere that nobody paid any attention to and that nobody cared about and thought were weird. This was the Republican Party. When I saw that, I realized that this sickness, this infection, this fascist infection that says we are not going to recognize free elections, we are not going to peacefully transfer power, had seeped down into the party itself. Into the party itself. That's Wisconsin. I believe that Michigan was similar. I believe Arizona was similar. So I think what Garland is looking at, am I going to prosecute as felons congressional district chairs in the Republican Party in Wisconsin and some county chairs in the Republican Party in Wisconsin and their state chairman and their state chairman? And my answer is yes, absolutely. What were they thinking? When I was chairman, if I had called up the congressional district chairs and the county chairs and said, look, you know, in 1984, I was the chairman, Reagan got elected. We all supported Mondale, okay? If I had said, we are gonna go after Reagan and we are gonna put in a fake set of electors and I want your name on it, they would have told me to jump in the lake. And if I wouldn't have done that because if one of them had called me and said, let's do it, I would have told them to jump in the lake. But the Republican Party has had this sickness, and it goes back even into the Walker era. And in some respects, it was caused by Walker, the start anyway. I think one of their congressional districts, it may have been the sixth congressional district, had took a vote to secede from the union. Really, secede from the union when Walker was governor. And if I had been chairman and somebody did that, I would have called the meeting, thrown that chairman out, thrown out everybody who voted for that, and said, look, guys, we sent regiments to support Lincoln from Milwaukee and Janesville and La Crosse, Racine, Madison, and elsewhere around the state. We're not putting up with that. What did Walker do? He says, well, that doesn't reflect my sentiments. Very weak, caving into this sort of stuff. That's what's happening now. That's what's happening in the Republican Party. It's decomposing. The Republican Party is decomposing. So what should Garland do? Yes, he should prosecute them. Is he going to do it? I don't know. So how about the attorneys general in Wisconsin, Michigan, in particular, because the attorney general in Arizona, unfortunately, is a Republican. How about our guys do it? It's a violation of state law, too. You have the jurisdiction to do it. I want to see the attorneys general in Wisconsin, Michigan, prosecute these people, and I want it now. We're going to break. The lines just came alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. We'll have a brief break, and I'll get back to you right after the break.